Hi everyone, my name is Patrick Harding. I'm the Chief Product Architect at Ping Identity. In this HelpNet security video, I'll be talking about the state of identity fraud amid AI threats. We've done a recent survey here at Ping, across a large number of enterprises, hundreds of enterprises, to really understand how they're thinking about their current identity threat protection strategies. As a result, we're seeing that about 40% of businesses, that responded are saying that they expect fraud to increase significantly next year. Over half of these organizations are very concerned about today's identity-based threats. 48% are saying that they aren't effectively managing today's security and identity risks, unfortunately. So, we really need to start to ask questions about our approach to digital identity threats here. Both digital identity, as well as how we protect our customers and our businesses from a number of these things. So it's no surprise that the use of AI, generative AI, especially as it relates to cyber threats and identity attacks, is going to explode. We're going to see this rise significantly. Half of the respondents felt that they couldn't actually detect a deepfake of their company's CEO. I actually don't know what the other half are thinking, but because I think they might have their head in the sand, because I don't think many organizations are dealing with that very effectively right now. It's actually why, and this is a good thing at least, that two-thirds of the enterprises that responded sort of saying that they're going to invest much more next year on advanced identity threat protections. Even though they're spending about $30 million this year on this, we're going to see this rise, basically, especially as it relates to protecting against AI-enabled identity attacks. So when we think of these attacks, what we're really looking at here is things addressing new account fraud, which is basically the creation, the fraudulent creation of new accounts, or account takeover, where, AI might be used to take over a user's account. So really the time to think about this is now and respond to these challenges, basically. We're seeing AI adoption rise significantly. Obviously, we're seeing it being used in positive ways to improve products, to improve productivity across your employees, across your consumers and customers. But also it's actually going to be used for, bad things as well, which is why people are viewing it as one of the greater concerns about how they're going to deal with identity-based fraud. Only half of the companies we're talking to here feel they have the appropriate prevention strategies in place to combat these identity sort of AI-related attacks. As I mentioned, we're going to see it improve productivity from a day-to-day standpoint, but it's definitely going to widen the risk landscape as well. So, how might AI be used here to compromise trust? Obviously, it's giving attackers the ability to execute, much more sophisticated attacks at scale using, automation tools effectively that AI can deliver. One example of this is much more sophisticated email phishing attacks, where AI can be used to basically generate, targeted, sophisticated emails that basically have information and are written in a tone that actually might reflect who the sender is or who you believe the sender to be, making it that much more difficult to detect a fraudulent email from a real email from that user. It can also be used to compromise biometric authentication. Basically many organizations use voice recognition to basically establish who the user is for authentication and verification purposes. Or they use facial image matching, biometric facial matching, to basically determine who the user is. Now generative AI can be used to generate deepfake voices and deepfake facial images that can now be used to try and compromise those biometric authentication techniques. Again, we're looking at adding capabilities to try and detect these deepfakes, but generally speaking, as you add those improvements, the fraudsters or the Gen AI improve to sort of defeat that. So it's a never-ending cat and mouse game. Another area where we're seeing this being used is, you know, essentially where we're basically relying on implicit trust when we listen or hear a voice message or a voice call, or we, you know, implicit trust when we see a video or a video call, where, you know, we're basically hearing the voice, we recognize the voice, we assume that's the person we're talking to, and we go from there. Again, this is implicit trust. We're basically just trusting that the voice we hear or the image or the video of the person that we see is who they really say they are. Again, we can't trust that anymore with deepfakes. We're really looking at, all right, how do we basically sort of, you know, really shift people to understand, all right, you can't necessarily trust what you hear, what you see anymore. We really need to start to think about adding explicit trust mechanisms back into some of these interactions where, as opposed to just trusting what I hear, I might need to use out-of-band mechanisms to sort of validate that who I'm talking to or who I think I'm talking to or who I think I'm interacting with on a video stream is actually who they say they are. This is where we think actually that decentralized identity techniques are actually going to be critical to help organizations protect against these type of identity attacks. Decentralized identity is going to be a mechanism where within a wallet on my mobile device, I might have a digital credential that represents who I am that's bound to a private key. And only I am able to unlock the private key on my mobile device that I can then share. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult for an AI to basically, you know, unlock that private key on my behalf, basically. Very, very difficult for them to do that. So therefore, these credentials can actually be used to establish who I am in a much more trusted manner than just the implicit trust mechanisms I'm using today. Unfortunately, well, you know, it depends how we think about this. About 38% of companies have sort of implemented a strategy to think about how they're going to use DCI to protect against fraud. But obviously, we can see that grow as people start to research this and understand this. So in summary, we're looking at identity fraud basically obviously becoming a widespread issue in every sector, plaguing businesses and consumers alike. The evolution of AI threats is only going to make this a bigger problem going forward. With the right education, planning, partnerships, you know, organizations can put themselves in a strong position to fight against this. But they've really got to think about, you know, it's a necessity to think about this now. All right, what are you planning to do? How are you planning to protect against yourself today? You've got to be thinking about this today so that you're better equipped to help defend against these type of attacks going forward.